they don't want to be in the news. They don't want people to talk about them. They don't want to be anywhere on the radar.
Why not?
I don't know, but I suspect it's probably because it's easier to do things when people aren't thinking about it.
All of these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take this big ton of money, and then you can start to buy people.
I work for a company called BlackRock.
Meet Serge Varley, a recruiter at BlackRock.
Let me tell you, it's not through who's the president, it's who's controlling the wallet. So it's the,
and who's that?
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks. These guys run campaign financing. Yep, you can buy your candidates. Obviously, we have the system in place. First, there's the senators, and these guys you got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. I can give you 500k right now, no questions asked.
Yeah.
I did it to you, so we're done.
Does, yeah, like, everybody do that? Does BlackRock do that?
It doesn't matter who wins.
They're so good.
They're my pocket at this point.
Here's Serge Varley on how good war is for BlackRock's business.
Do you have any thoughts on the Ukraine-Russia war?
Yeah, I mean, I do have thoughts.
What are they?
Ukraine is good for business. You know, right? I'll give an example. Russia blows up Ukraine's grain silos. Price of wheat's gonna go mad up. Ukrainian economy is tied very largely to the wheat market, global wheat market.
Mm-hmm.
Prices of bread, literally everything goes up and down. This is fantastic if you're trading. Volatility creates opportunity to make profit. War is real f***ing good for business. It's exciting when s*** goes wrong, right? BlackRock manages $20 trillion. It's incomprehensible numbers.
BlackRock Serge Varley says all of this is above a normal person's understanding.
You're like an undercover reporter. I don't know what normal people don't give a s***. This is beyond them.
The whole thing of like domination from a concept is just so interesting.
Hi, I'm James O'Keefe with OMG News. Here we are with our latest story, this time on BlackRock, one of the world's leading asset and investment managers, which owns significant shares of companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Anheuser-Busch, Meta, Target, Procter & Gamble, Comcast, CNN, Fox, and yes, Pfizer, just to name a few. At OMG, we do not shy away from exposing powerful companies, and we're not afraid of powerful people. So we decided to take a look for ourselves at the influence BlackRock has on our politics and the influence they have on our culture. So to do that, what better place to start a hidden camera investigation than into a self-described gatekeeper at BlackRock?
Like, you're kind of like a f***ing gatekeeper at BlackRock.
Yeah, I am. I decide people's fates. Every f***ing day, I literally decide how somebody's life is going to be shaped.
That's so powerful. I love it.
Yeah, it's... It's, I don't know, the whole thing of, like, domination from a concept is just, it's so f***ing interesting.
Introducing Serge Varley, whose LinkedIn says he's worked for Morgan Stanley, Citadel, and now as a recruiter at BlackRock.
I work for a company called BlackRock. I'm not actually a finance guy. I know what happens because I'm recruiting people who do these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the person who headhunts people from other firms. So I would approach you and be like, hey, this is a good reason why you should come work for us.
Serge tells us who really runs the world, how they do it, and just how much it costs to buy people, like politicians.
Let me tell you, it's not through who's the president. It's who's controlling the wallet. So it's the,
and who's that?
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks. These guys run campaign financing. Yep, you can buy your candidates.
So
all of these financial institutions, they buy politicians.
How do they run the world?
You acquire stuff. You diversify, you acquire, you keep acquiring, you spend whatever you make in acquiring more. And at a certain point, your risk level is super low. Like, imagine you've invested in 10 different industries, from food to
to drinks, to like technology, right? One of them fails, it doesn't matter. You have nine others to back you up. Risk management is inherently in just about everything. And in the finance space, it's all about, it's all about the money you make. You don't let it sit. You're like, you keep using it over and over and
reinvest.
Yeah, and it exponential growth.
And then once you just own a little bit of everything, is that where the control?
Yeah, you own a little bit of everything, and that little bit of everything gives you so much money on a yearly basis that you can take this big ton of money, and then you can start to buy people.
Obviously, we have the system in place. First, there's the senators, and these guys are cheap. You got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. It doesn't matter who wins.
You're still right.
They're in my pocket. I can give you $500K right now. No questions asked.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what needs to be done. They're like, yeah, of course. And why not?
Does, like, everybody do that? Does BlackRock do that?
The BlackRock recruiter also tells us about how the U.S. government relies on BlackRock for their economic simulation computational power.
Economic simulation. They need to understand the impact of something, right? They're going to, like, raise the interest rate, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to create this cascade of various factors that they're not sure what it's going to do, basically.
And just how f***ing great the Ukraine war is for business.
Do you have any thoughts on the Ukraine-Russia war?
Ukraine is good for business. You know, right? We don't want the conflict to end.
Why?
We don't want the conflict to end as a country. The longer this goes on, the weaker Russia is. I'll give an example. Russia blows up Ukraine's grain silos. Price of wheat's gonna go mad up. So what are you gonna do if you're a trading firm? The moment that news hits, within a millisecond, you're gonna pump trades into whoever the wheat suppliers are, into their stocks. Within an hour or two, that stock goes up, and then you sell, and you just made, I don't know, however many mil.
Why would a news channel promote a side in war?
Because it's also good for business too. I mean, what's news? News, right? What does news feed on? They feed on strategy, they feed on up events. That's what people like to watch. So when it happens, it's good business. More viewers. When nothing's happening, watches news. I don't watch news.
They're all pushing like the same talking point. Like, you generally, when you look at news, like,
it's propaganda. The Ukrainian economy is tied very largely to the wheat market, global wheat market. This is fantastic if you're trading. Volatility creates opportunity to make profit. War is real f***ing good for business. It's exciting when s*** goes wrong, right?
Serge also speaks on BlackRock-influenced news and even gave our journalists some tips.
Based on everything we know now,
uh-huh.
When they say to sell, does that mean we should buy?
And so, yeah, it's like, you know Jim Cramer?
If you do exactly the opposite of what he's advising, you actually make money.
Huh?
Yeah. It's like, it's called the inverse Cramer.
They don't want to be in the news. They don't want people to talk about them. They don't want to be anywhere on the radar.
Why not?
I don't know, but I suspect it's probably because it's easier to do things when people aren't thinking about it.
And when Serge was asked about insider trading, and if Larry Fink recently sold $100 million in BlackRock shares, here is what he said.
Larry Fink recently sold $100 million worth of BlackRock.
Oh, wow. Damn, Larry, that's not a good sign. The people who trade and make money, they do this the moment the information is out. And that info is typically disseminated at private levels first before it hits the mainstream.
If you want to invest smart, there's a tracker that tracks all politicians and where they have their stocks. Preemptively, if we think the stock price is going to tank, we're going to sell so that we sell it high, it tanks, and we buy back. And we made, well, we didn't make, but we preserved a few mil.
But perhaps the most remarkable, profound comment by the BlackRock recruiter is the suggestion that nobody is going to care about what he is saying here or confessing here. Because as he says, quote, Normal people don't give a shit.
You're like an undercover reporter.
Really? Don't normal people worry about this stuff?
No, normal people don't give a shit. This is beyond them.
That these types of questions my reporter asked are beyond all of you. The answer is something that you, the people, the consumers, the shareholders, couldn't possibly understand.
It's been said that it's easier to fool a man than to convince him he's been fooled. There is no question that many Americans are still asleep, who may not want to wake up from their necessary illusions. But we hope and believe, by showing these tapes of this BlackRock gatekeeper speaking so plainly on so many topics, that not only we wake up people, but also inspire others to come forward on institutions like BlackRock. Oh, and this is just part one. Stay tuned tomorrow for my meeting with Serge Varlet. We also reached out for comment to BlackRock, and here's what they had to say.